The 2021 China Brand Day kicks off in Shanghai today. A three-day event will also be held to boost domestic brands and spending. China Brand Day will include both online and offline events this year due to pandemic concerns. A total of 19 state-owned enterprises will participate in the exposition this year, primarily from the manufacturing, construction, and service sectors. The Red Cross Society of China has offered India $1 million to help the country combat COVID-19. Meanwhile, a batch of anti-pandemic supplies donated by the Chinese humanitarian organization arrived in Bangalore yesterday. The supplies include 100 oxygen concentrators, 20 non-invasive ventilators, and 20 invasive ventilators. India's COVID-19 crisis isn't showing signs of easing. The country reported over 400,000 new infections on Sunday and 4,092 deaths. This takes India's total number of cases since the pandemic began to more than 22 million. Egyptian authorities said the country will start locally producing China's Sinovac COVID-19 vaccine in June. The health minister says the first 2 million doses will be produced in June. She says that 40 million doses will be produced in the first year. The Sinovac vaccine to be produced in Egypt will be dubbed Sinovac Vaxera. So far, Egypt has reported over 236,000 COVID-19 cases, including 13,000 deaths. A gunman opened fire at a birthday party in the U.S. on Sunday, killing six adults before taking his own life. Police in Colorado say the shooting happened just after midnight in a mobile home park on the east side of Colorado Springs. Officers arrived at a trailer to find six dead adults and a man with serious injuries who later died in hospital. Police say the suspected shooter was the boyfriend of a female victim at the party attended by friends, family, and children. Police are still investigating the motive. It's Colorado's worst mass shooting since a gunman killed 10 people at a Boulder supermarket on March 22nd. Russia's held a grand military parade in central Moscow's Red Square to mark the 76th anniversary of the victory over Nazi Germany in World War II. Russian President Vladimir Putin praised Soviet contributions during the war and warned against attempts to rewrite history. He also said Russia will continue to defend international law, firmly protect domestic law, and ensure the security of its people. More than 12,000 soldiers in 37 formations marched across Red Square, followed by a convoy of more than 190 pieces of military equipment. Official data shows that the courier sector in China saw significant expansion last year. The sector handled more than 83 billion parcels in 2020, up 30% from a year earlier. The express delivery industry is likely to handle over 100 billion parcels this year. Analysts predict that the sector's operating revenue might exceed 1 trillion yuan, or over $150 billion by the year's end.